we head over to the greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. The CEO and president is my great friend, Eric Spoonmore. Here we are on the first Monday of March, and there are busy, busy things happening. Oh, let's go get some sunshine, buddy. Where do you want to meet outside? Let's move the interview outside, shall we?
Oh, yeah, this is some Chamber of Commerce weather if I have ever seen it. What a beautiful day we have here in southern Indiana. Those guys that are on the rooftop over there, though, I don't know if they're waiting for the eclipse as much as they are for Kilroy's to open up.
Might be both. So,
yeah, maybe a little bit of both, yeah. But there is nothing better than an early sign of spring and a warm day in Bloomington. The campus is very vibrant today. I was over there earlier downtown. It was a lot of fun. Just, you get into this time of year, and it's just a lot of energy in the community. So we always love that.
Played a little youth basketball yesterday down at Twin Lakes and on Saturday as well. Big shout-out to the referees. The referees union's a big listener of this program, so that's good. I appreciate it, boys. Keep up the good work. You guys got to put up with those parents and coaches. That's a big deal. So afterwards, to your point, Mikey, who's 10, is great. I said, hey, you know, when you want to get something to eat, he goes, let's go drive around downtown and see what's going on, Dad. Because he loved that as a kid. And I said, sure, let's do it. So we did a couple laps yesterday around 3 o'clock, and it looked like a Saturday on a Sunday. But that's a good problem to have. Everybody will leave. Everybody will get out of here later this week for spring break and disappear a little bit. So the locals can have, whoever sticks around can have a little bit of fun while everybody is gone. But what a tremendous weekend here in Bloomington. We'll get to the business end of it here momentarily. But you have the home show, which we will talk in depth about. Thursday, Friday, Sunday. You had the quilt show in town, which was Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You had a youth basketball tournament. I couldn't get to all the other things that were going on. A pretty vibrant place here. And that's just the start of March.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was. We love the home show. That's always a great event as people are looking into, you know, doing various home improvements and things. And the Baskey organization, the Builders Association South Central Indiana, they do a phenomenal job of putting on that event every year. So that's always a fun weekend to look forward to. Lots going on over at IU. Yesterday, we were at the women's game for senior day. That was a lot of fun. There was a softball game going on over there. So that whole corner of campus was just full of energy.
Oh, good job. I forgot about softball. They had a busy weekend sweeping up everybody. That's right. Good job.
Yeah, and they're good. And, you know, those softball games are so much fun to go to. If your listeners have not been to an IU softball game in a while, go check one out. It is such a great environment and atmosphere over there. One of our favorite things to do in the spring and early summer. We had a quilt show, always a big event in Bloomington. And then, you know, we're just right on the heels of spring break here. So I think some of the locals are probably kind of like me, looking for a little bit of a break. But I'm not going out of town. You know, the Chamber of Commerce doesn't take spring break. We're going to be here making sure that that our businesses are doing well and everything that we can to support them. So looking forward to a little bit of a little bit more peace and quiet, though, here for a week or so.
I was not in the building yesterday for senior day, obviously. I told you where I was watching basketball. What was there an audible gasp when Mackenzie Holmes ran into her issue there early in the third quarter?
It was, yeah. It was a little scary. And then, you know, we kind of saw her limp off the floor, but she was putting weight on her foot. And then she went back into the locker room, and that's what got people really concerned. But looks like, you know, hopefully everything's going to be all right there. And but it was a little bit of a scare there.
And by a little bit, you mean a lot, because Indiana has gone through this before, and we have seen this team. And this is not a knock on who's left, and I do not mean it that way. You want all your best pieces when the chips are on the table, the biggest table. Now, that's not the Big Ten tournament. I don't think anybody around here is saying, oh, geez, that we'd love to win. I think there are bigger fish to fry. Thankfully, after the Big Ten tournament, the women get another full week off. Their Selection Sunday show isn't till the 17th, so I think the earliest Indiana would play would be the 21st Thursday would be the earliest in the NCAA tournament. So if they do need some extra time, maybe the basketball gods perhaps have smiled on them in that way. But again, Indiana's played well enough, Eric, all season that they should be hosting games. What kind of a boon is that for the local economy to host those games? We did it last year. I know Indiana wasn't successful, but that's a big deal. And again, that's just another part of our growing community here.
Oh, it's huge. You know, it's just another opportunity to get visitors in the community. You know, there'll be a lot of people coming from out of town. We love hosting these tournament games here, and we've got a phenomenal team that will certainly generate a sellout crowd if we're able to host that here. So, and all of those people, you know, when we win, and I know, and you know that we're going to win, and when that happens, people want to go out and celebrate. They want to go downtown and have a good time and go out to eat and maybe have a couple of beverages as well. And so that's all good for our local businesses. And so this is, you know, it's just another example of the power of tourism and visitors coming into the community, much like what we want to see with this expanded convention center that we've been working on. But anytime we can get more visitors in the community spending their dollars, it's going to help a whole lot of people. It helps our small businesses. It helps, you know, you name it. There's local artists that benefit from these kind of things, our local civic organizations. It's just a real positive thing for the community.
Eric Spoonmore, President and CEO of the Greater Chamber of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce, joins us here on a Monday afternoon. And the chamber is trying to help local business, and the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce announced the launch of Connect Bloomington. This is a brand new community guide, business directory. Who came up with such a great idea, my man, and how did you guys get it executed?
Well, you know, this was a big endeavor. It was a big project. I'm so proud of our team that worked very hard on this publication, and it all kind of started several months ago when we had a lot of our members calling us and saying, hey, we would like to have a copy of a member directory. How can we get one of those? Well, we didn't have any. We would have people come in and they would print them off, and we'd give it, you know, print it off on copy paper. And I just thought that was kind of a disappointing presentation. And in talking, we just came up with some ideas and a staff meeting said, why don't we try to get another hard copy printed chamber directory for our members that we can send out at the first of the year? That would be a nice member benefit. And so it evolved into this whole additional piece of kind of becoming a community guide and calendar of events and all these different cool, inspiring stories that our local business community is doing. And so in addition to the chamber directory, we added all of those additional features and partnered with a publisher that did a lot of great work with us as well, too. So we've got 5,000 copies of this. This is the first time we've ever done a chamber magazine to this extent. It'll be an annual publication that we do each year at the beginning of the year. And I think it's important because, you know, we want visitors to see this. We want our community to see this. And then we also want them to understand and know who's in the Chamber of Commerce. And so they can go back to that directory when they have needs or services that they're looking for, and they can support those members that have chosen to become a member of the Chamber of Commerce. Because, you know, when you are a member of the Chamber, you're sending a loud signal to the community that you really care about Bloomington and Monroe County, and you want this to be the best possible place to live and work and have fun. And so you have a very, very much a vested interest in improving the quality of life here. And those are the kind of businesses that join the chamber and that we're proud to serve.
Eric Spoonmore is our guest, the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. And folks can just go on your website, right, and take a look at this. If they don't want to pick up a hardcover or a paperback edition, they can just hop online, right?
So you can go to our website. It's right there. You can download a digital copy of it. You can go to Facebook. You can find it there on our Facebook page. We'll have these at hotels and restaurants and different offices and shops all around town. So it won't be too long before it's very widely distributed and people can check it out. So looking forward to you know, future iterations of this as well, too. We got a lot of really great ideas from our first initial publication, and so I think we're already generating some really fun ideas for next year, too.
Excellent. And when we get all the details of deadlines and publishing deadlines and when you need to apply and get it in there, we'll pass those along to all of our listeners, who we know a lot of them are a member of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce as well. Well, we usually have you on Tuesdays, but you're too busy tomorrow. Why? Well, your CBI is getting things up and running. Is everybody finally signed on board to this? Are we ready to go? Are we ready to get this car into gear, squeal the tires, and head down the street?
I couldn't be any more excited and proud to say yes, we are.
All right,
we had, and it is very worthy of applause. This has been a long time coming. We've had, you know, four different units of government here locally. County council, the county commissioners, the mayor, and the city council. And when you add up all of those elected officials, it's like 20 of them. There was only one of the 20 who didn't want to sign on to it. But, you know, 19 out of 20, if I'm doing my math right, that's like an A plus, a 95%, right? When was the last time we had that much agreement here locally on any issue? So I'm really excited about this. It looks like we've got just a groundswell of agreement on this, and we're moving forward. So tomorrow there is a subcommittee of the Capital Improvement Board, which I serve on, that will be interviewing owners' representatives. And so these will be the folks that are the representatives of the owner of the expanded convention center, which will be the City of Bloomington Capital Improvement Board group. And we've got a couple of firms that we're interviewing for that, which is great. And then once we get make a recommendation on that and have those folks hired, we'll be able to get into the construction management firms, who's going to be doing the actual construction of the center. So we hope to have that firm named here within the next 60 days or so. And then we can get bonds issued, which means the funding is there in place, and we can start paying the architects and the construction folks and the owner's representatives and really get working on this in earnest. Hopefully, I think probably the quickest timeline, if everything falls into place the way we would like it to, we'll have doors open to the new expanded convention center by spring of 2027, is my understanding.
So 3 years from now.
A few years off, but that will be when we can start doing business with the new convention center. And again, you know, just thanks so much to those 19 elected officials who voted to support our local small businesses, our local artists, our local civic organizations that are going to be able to benefit from this project in so many ways going forward. I was really saddened over the winter when we had six small business restaurants and so forth that had to close their doors and make that tough decision. You know, this is just one opportunity that we have as a community to be able to support those businesses and make sure they have a fighting chance to be able to survive going forward. We know that this is going to increase tourism and visitors into Bloomington, Monroe County. And the idea is that those additional tourists and visitors will be spending their dollars when they go out for dinner, when they go out for drinks, when they go shopping, when they want to buy a piece of art from one of the local galleries and so forth. So this is a really important economic development project, and can't thank those elected officials enough for coming together on it.
Well, that's a big project as well, and one we'll keep on our radar. We joked about the solar eclipse earlier, but this is going to be a humongous deal for the region, city, county, and community as well. We'll put that on our list for next time, but I'm running out of next times to put that on the list.
I know it. There's it always seems like there's something in the works that kind of interferes, but you know, it's we're really excited about this project, and you know, very excited about the eclipse as well too. That's going to be 200,000 people. The chamber that we're expecting is tourists and visitors coming into the community. The chamber just released a podcast You can go to our website or to our Facebook page.
Oh, some handsome devils on there. There's McAfee and Dougie Boer. Who else is there? That's you. Who's the fourth one there? I can't see.
That was Andrew Lambert with Lambert Consulting.
Oh, there you go.
He actually does. He operates the Mind Your Business podcast.
Uh-huh.
Which so listeners definitely, Andrew, they're great chamber members. So check out that podcast. It's a very regular episodes being released. And they talk to a lot of local folks here in the community, and it's got a great following. So check that one out. They do a great job. And then, of course, Wes Lasher does a lot of the production on the backside of all that, the podcast and the video and so forth. So that was a lot of fun doing that. All of our businesses, I hope, will listen to that as they prepare for the onslaught of visitors that are going to be coming into our community for this eclipse.
Yeah.
Let's hope we have good weather for it.
Well,
and that's kind of the wild card in the whole thing.
That is an interesting point. We'll save that for down the road. But there's a big meeting, on Wednesday. The mayor will be there, and the state police, and local law enforcement with Indiana University, and locally as well. How we're going to manage all the big things going on. So we'll keep telling everybody about all the great things that are happening here. Happening here locally. Have I missed anything on our agenda this week? Because I've got spring break on my mind. I'll be gone next week. We'll be back. The NCAA tournament will be going. Before you know it, we'll have an eclipse on our hands.
Well, yeah. And, you know, we were in our staff meeting earlier today, and we were all kind of looking at our calendars, and we were like, wow, you know, it's a little bit of a slow week for us here compared to last week, which was extraordinarily busy with all the things that we had going on. So, I think we were kind of cruising into spring break, as well as the rest of the community. But, you know, it's nice to be able to take it easy for a few days here, and then we'll get right back at it after the break and when everything gets back to normal.
Excellent. Well, get some time to put your feet up and enjoy. You got to take a little time to recharge those batteries. Watch the hoops. Go Hoosiers. Let's hope everybody's healthy. And I'll get caught up with you after we get back from the little break time there. And we will get ready in earnest for everything that's going to happen with the eclipse that's coming. That's a Monday, right? Monday, April 8th? I think I have that right.
I believe so, yeah.
Either I know Monday it's a Monday. I think it's a Monday. Yeah. I think it's a Monday. No,
yeah.
April Fool's.
April 8th is definitely the date, yep.
No April Fool's or anything like that. So we will put that on our calendar. We'll get caught up with you when we get back. We always thank you for your time, buddy. Awesome job as always. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, Glass. Take care. Talk to you soon.